71. On Three Ways of Writing for Children. Read to the Library Association and published in their Proceedings, Papers, and Summaries of Discussions at the Bournemouth Conference, 29th of April to the 2nd of May, 1952. It was reprinted in Of Other Worlds, 1966, and in Of This and Other Worlds, 2000. I think there are three ways in which those who write for children may approach their work. Two good ways, and one that is generally a bad way. I came to know of the bad way quite recently, and from two unconscious witnesses. One was a lady who sent me the manuscript of a story she had written in which a fairy placed at a child's disposal a wonderful gadget. I say gadget because it was not a magic ring, or hat, or cloak, or any such traditional matter. It was a machine, a thing of taps and handles and buttons you could press. You could press one and get an ice cream, another and get a live puppy, and so forth. I had to tell the author honestly that I didn't much care for that sort of thing. She replied, "No more do I. It bores me to distraction. But it is what the modern child wants." My other bit of evidence was this. In my own first story, I had described at length what I thought a rather fine high tea given by a hospitable fawn to the little girl who was my heroine. A man who has children of his own said, "Ah, I see how you got to that. If you want to please grown-up readers, you give them sex. So you thought to yourself, that won't do for children. What shall I give them instead? I know, the little blighters like plenty of good eating." In reality, however, I myself like eating and drinking. I put in what I would have liked to read when I was a child, and what I still like reading.